Fraud Alert, the Government of the United States of America, etc. Justice Anna Von Reitz, June 29, 2021. By Justice Anna Von Reitz, Big Lake, Alaska. 2. The Department of the Treasury. Janet Yellen, Secretary of the Treasury. 1500 Pennsylvania Avenue NW. Washington, D.C. 20220. From Anna Maria Reisinger, Fiduciary. The United States of America. In care of, Box 520,994. Big Lake, Alaska 99652. We are again suffering a rush of wannabe incorporated fraud artists, a mixed bag of American and European white-collar criminals who are trying to pass themselves off as the American government and then wanting to access our credit and other assets in precisely the same way that any identity thief does this, by semantic deceit, improper acquisition slash theft of information, and by impersonation. Recently, we've had the government of the United States of America both infringing upon our good name and trademarks, and pretending to be the government of this country. These would-be thieves are attempting to follow in the footsteps of the Scottish interloper, seeking to confuse their foreign incorporated entity with the actual unincorporated federation of states doing business as the United States of America. Let us point out that neither U.S. citizens nor municipal citizens of the United States of America have standing to abuse our proper name in any context whatsoever. They have no standing to take any action for us regarding our money or our credit or any asset of the land and soil belonging to us. Let us also point out that we have prior claims that date back to before the Revolution and certainly ever afterward, which have been brought forward, exercised, demonstrated in the form of 50 properly constructed and declared state assemblies, and evidenced in long-cured public notice and due process actions, liens, and assignments that are part of the public record of multiple state-of-state recording offices and the Uniform Commercial Code offices. These would-be interlopers haven't got a leg to stand on, and we object to their infringement upon our good name and our other trademarks, and we protest their attempts to impersonate us and our lawful American government. Let it stand before the world that the name of this country acting in international jurisdiction is the United States of America. The United States of America is an unincorporated federation of states, which are also unincorporated. The United States of America is populated by American state nationals and American state citizens, not by territorial U.S. citizens and not by municipal citizens of the United States, either. Any incorporated entity calling itself the government of the United States of America is guilty of fraud, impersonation, attempted identity theft, trademark theft and infringement, attempted unlawful conversion, semantic deceit, and other crimes. Any incorporated entity calling itself the United States of North America or the United States of North America is another fraud in the making, and is presumed to be a so-called regional corporation that is engaged in a debt bundling scheme against the interests of this country. We, the actual government of, for, and by the people of this country, are in session and have been in session at the international level since 1998, and at the state level for the last 2 years, and the county level is coming into session as we speak. There can be no excuse for any misunderstanding, any claim of mistaken identity, any impersonation of our government, any claim by any incorporated person seeking to represent us, any U.S. territorial employees seeking to represent us, any municipal citizens of the United States seeking to represent us, or any foreign principals claiming to have any custodial interest in us or in our assets, nor any indecent commercial claim against any of our people, their genomes, or any con game seeking to redefine our people as transhumans and then to assert patent ownership interests in them and their assets. We are fed up with the criminality of all these corporations and we wish for them to be liquidated in our favor, with all right, title and interest transferred to our control and all placed under the public law. We wish for the officers and boards of directors who have engaged in these practices and who have made these false claims and who have pretended to represent us for their advantage, and who have acted under color of law and under conditions of non-disclosure and deceit and criminal breach of trust, to be rounded up for trial and punished for these offenses against our country, our American government, our states, and our people. Anna Maria Reisinger, fiduciary. The United States of America. See this article and over 3,200 others on Anna Von Wright's website. Support Anna's work using PayPal donation. Source, Fraud Alert, The Government of the United States of America, etc. PDF. Remedy. Find out how to stop the plunder, robbery, and piracy. If you really are serious about knowing how to restore the republic and your freedom, you need to put some effort into knowing how our freedoms are being robbed from us by fraud, lack of full disclosure, deception, threat, duress, coercion, and intimidation every day of our lives and have been for over 100 years by the criminals who have hijacked our government, wealth, and heritage for their own gain and evil intentions. Are you really required to file a 1040 income tax form with the IRS? Are you really required to obey draconian codes and statutes issued by the so-called federal government? At Anna Von Wright's website you will learn precisely how Americans have been press-ganged into the foreign international jurisdiction of the sea and have as a result been attached, attacked, and deprived of their rights and property under conditions of fraud, semantic deceit, and non-disclosure. At the American States Assembly you will learn the lawful remedies for these problems and crimes committed against Americans. Remember, there is no statute of limitations against the crime of fraud, and that fraud destroys any contract that it touches.